Blair Beck's fifth inning RBI double was enough to support a great pitching performance from Will Landschaft as the Thunderbolts won their third straight game to open the season 1-0 against the Florence Freedom. The Freedom, who came into the game averaging 10.3 runs per contest, were stifled early by Landschaft, who did not allow a hit until a two-out bunt single in the third. Jordan Kraus matched him pitch for pitch early but ran into trouble in the second when an error, a walk, and two stolen bases put men at second and third with two outs. Kraus struck out Ransom Alon to hold the Bolts scoreless. They did break through against Kraus in the fifth, however. Darius Day drew his second walk of the evening and moved to second on a pass ball. After Day stole third base, it was Blair Beck with the at-bat of the ball game. Here's the 3-2. Hard hit ground ball up the third baseline. It's fair. Darius Day will score for the game's first run. And there's Blair Beck on his way to second base. He stands up with an RBI double. 1-0 Windy City. Windy City put two more runners at third base during the game but could not add any insurance. Landschaft made sure they wouldn't need any, though. After retiring seven straight hitters, he ran into his last spot of trouble with two outs in the eighth. With a runner at second base, it was Landschaft rising to the occasion.
Here's the 1-2. Crane strikes out swinging, and the inning is over. Big fist pump from Will Landschaft as he makes his way off the mound. The Freedom leave the tying run at second base.
Landschaft pitched eight shutout innings with seven strikeouts, and Thunderbolt starters have now allowed just one run total in 23 innings. Kraus allowed just two hits over 6 2/3, but took the loss. Devin Raftery threw a scoreless ninth for the save. The series continues with back-to-back morning games, starting on Wednesday at 10:35. Zach Westcott will make his second start of the year for Windy City, while Florence will counter with Marty Anderson. It is the first of four school days at Standard Bank Stadium, sponsored by Noodles & Company, and fans not in attendance can hear the broadcast on WXAV, 88.3 FM and WXAV.com.